This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a plea deal for the owners of a southern Colorado funeral home where decomposing bodies were found last year. Their trial was set to begin this month. CPR's Dan Boyce.
Return to Nature funeral home owners John and Carrie Halford originally pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors declined to answer questions about the change or the terms of a deal, but they told victims' families about it. Christina Page's son David was one of the deceased found at Return to Nature. She says the plea deal is for the Halfords to serve between 6 and 15 years in prison in their federal case.
I don't want to say any of us were surprised. It's not information that we really wanted to hear.
The couple is due in court for their change of plea hearing October 24th. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Political independents and third-party advocates from around the country are gathering in Metro Denver this week. The Independent National Convention organizers say America's two-party political system doesn't work, and they want to unite a bunch of different ideologies to create other options. Speakers include former Representative Dennis Kucinich and former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. The convention runs today through Thursday at the Denver Tech Center. This year's leaf peeping season should be a long one. That's according to Dan West with the Colorado State Forest Service.
So I anticipate that if you're even considering it, this is the year to grab your sweetie and go for a drive.
Aspens have begun changing color at higher elevations, and West says the trees could still be vibrant well into October. There's more on the fall colors with a map at CPR.org. This is CPR News.